Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Bruno Mars. In 2010, just a year after arriving in L.A. from Hawaii, Bruno Mars had become a successful songwriter, producer, and solo artist. His album Doo-Wop and Hooligans earned him over a dozen music awards, including his first Grammy. In 2012, it was announced that Bruno would be releasing his sophomore project, and this one would be even more varied than the first. In December, Unorthodox Jukebox was released and right out the gate landed in the number two spot on the Billboard album chart. His first single and video introduced audiences to a more mature and confident Bruno. His swag was off the charts and his music, incredible. Here's Bruno Mars with Locked Out of Heaven on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Someone else. Oh, I know that you don't know it, but
2012 album Unorthodox Jukebox, that was Bruno Mars with the reggae-inspired Show Me. And before that, the disco-inspired Treasure, and then we started to set off with his hit single Locked Out of Heaven. Now, as Bruno's popularity among fans rose, so did his struggles with record executives who tried to box him into one genre or refused to work with him outright because he didn't fit the image of a rock star or an R&B crooner or a reggae artist. His diversity in both music and identity made it difficult to exist in a business that doesn't, well, often celebrate that. But he didn't let that stop him. He kept moving forward, and in 2014, after wrapping up his Moonshine World Tour, Bruno Mars was asked to perform on the largest stage in the world, the Super Bowl halftime show. His performance was the second most watched halftime show in the history of the event, and yes, he rocked it. If you haven't seen it, it is online, so I want you to go check it out after the show. Here we are to Bruno Mars' third album, 24 Karat Magic, and it was released in late 2016. This time around, he offered fans a much more cohesive project, clearly inspired by the R&B sounds of the 80s and 90s, which makes sense considering Bruno names Keith Sweat, Jodeci, R. Kelly, and New Edition as some of his major musical influences. The title track was released in October, and to this day, whenever I hear it, I turn it up and sing along, just as I'm about to do right now. Here is Bruno Mars with 24 Karat Magic on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Magic in the air. Here's the truth. look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
tell me who's the best. Is it you? Is it you? Is it me? Is Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. That's why the fire.
Mars with That's What I Like, his very first number one R&B hit on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and so here we are at the end of another show. But we all know that with talent like his, Bruno's career is just getting started. The young man from Hawaii who began impersonating Elvis at age 2 is now inspiring a whole new generation of future performers. And really, that's why true artists do what they do. Well, I hope you had as much fun as I did this week. You know, Bruno is one of my favorite artists. So join me next week on the Soul Lounge Spotlight as we come together to celebrate another. I'm the Lady DJ, and until we meet again, take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.